Okay, everybody, so we're about to celebrate the conclusion of Maseches Kedushin with a few short words. Before we begin, I just wanted to go and thank all of the sponsors. First and foremost, Barry Shane, who get a very Shane and Adova, that covered the Siyam, and virtually everybody around the table has given. Some of them gave it to me quickly, so I'm not sure that I know all of the people that gave and how much they gave, but I know Daniel Platovsky gave, and I know Bill Broughton gave, and Dr. Goldfarb gave, and Shelley Fine gave, and Mendy, and so on and so forth. I'm sure everybody has contributed. If I left out your name, you'll excuse me. But everybody gave, and they gave nicely, so yeshu koyach. Getting down to business, this Siyam is dedicated to the health and the good and the well-being and the success of all of our Yidden throughout the world, but particularly in Eretz Yisrael, and particularly our soldiers in Gaza that are being mekayim. As you know, tomorrow we're going to learn about the Akedas Yitzchak. And the Akedas Yitzchak was a major Nisoyim, I don't have to tell you, that was considered to be the greatest Nisoyim for Avraham Avinu. Yet, after everything is said and done, Yitzchak lived after the Akeda was over. Unfortunately, every day we hear about the Akeda of some of our youngsters. Our young men in uniform in Eretz Yisrael, who are really going with Mesiras Nefesh, and unfortunately many of them are not coming back. Eivshe Shigom, Mishoim, Ramatzel, all of them, the Schus HaToyra, the Koil Kol Yankiv, the Koil Yankiv is strong. Any Yadayim Yidei Esav will be able to miskaber against the Rishoim and Mitchim have Nitzachon Bekor Mamash. So this learning should all be for their schus. Just to say a short word. Yesterday, we had in the Gemara a fascinating story about Flamoy. What was the story with Flamoy? He used to go and say on a regular basis, Gira be'ena de Sutton. I'm going to shoot arrows in the eyes of the Sutton. Not I. Hashem should shoot the arrows in the eyes of the Sutton because he causes us so much sorrow, so many problems. So the Sutton says, I'm going to teach Flame a lesson. What did he do? On Erev Yom Kippur, he came, he dressed himself like an oni, knocked on the door, come on, here's some bread. No, I don't want to eat it outside. I want to eat it inside together with you. After all, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Sure, he brought him inside into the foyer. I don't want to stand here in the foyer. I want to sit at the table with everybody else. Okay, he put him at the table with everybody else. And then he did a whole bunch of things that made him to be totally repugnant, and nobody could stand it. Everybody started screaming at him. And guess what? He went into cardiac arrest and he died on the spot. And then the Sutton made sounds outside. Did you hear? Flamer killed someone. Flamer killed this fellow. And then he had to rush away. And then again, he followed him. Agam Salanga Maisa. Just Bekitsur, Flamer asked him, why did you do this to me? So said this Sutton, the reason is, why did you say every single day, Gira be'ena de sitna? What business did you have to go and be makalel me, to go and curse me, go and throw arrows in the eyes of the Sutton? Why did you do that? What should I have said? He said, every single time, he should have gone and said, Harachmana, Harachman Yatzilena Mietzara, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give us koyach to be matzel against the Yetzara. You didn't, exactly. But you shouldn't have said, Gira be'ena de sitna. Exactly right. So the Gira Be'ina Sitna, says the Gemara, that was considered to be terrible. Okay. Now it's interesting.
Makes it
sorry?
Makes it personal.
Makes it very personal. Now what is fascinating is, we have the same expression in Masechta Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches. It says over there that every day of Sukkot, everybody should go and take the lulav and take it, as you know, in all directions, like we do, to the right, to the left, up and down, etc. Rav Acher B'Yankiv, Mamtile umaisile, he did all of the nanuim with his lulav up and down. And Omar, he said, Den geira bi'ene de sitna. When I'm going and taking my lulav, especially the lulav, of course, is pointy at the top, so that it should be like an arrow in the eyes of the Sutton. The Gemara says, La milzi, one shouldn't do that, Mishum da'osa the Geruya Bey, because the Sutton can get angry. But we don't find in our Gemara that the Sutton got angry. It doesn't say that the Sutton caused himself to look like a peddler and come to a poor person on Erev Yom Tov or anything like that. We only had that by us in the case of Flamite. We don't say it by Rav Acher B'Yankiv.
This is Erev Yom Kippur, this is Sukkot, this was in Yom Tov. Uh-huh. And Sutton was taking off for Yom Tov.
Uh-huh. Okay, ah. Could be. Anyway, so the question is, Manishtana, what happened over here? So there's an Orach Laner, and the Orach Laner says we're talking about Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov is also featured in Masechtas Bava Basra. What's going on above Basra? The Gemara quotes from tomorrow's laning, from at the end of the Akedah, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu said about Avraham Avinu, Ki at yodati ki rei yalekim atav lechasachta es binches yichidcha mimeni. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Godol ha-ne'emar bi'iyoiv, yoisim imashenem b'Avraham. Because by Avraham it just says, at yodati ki rei yalekim atav. By Iyov it says, Ish tam v'yosher yirei elikim, even greater than Avraham Avinu, v'sor meira. So it says in the Gemara that the Satan was quite upset about this. What? You're giving all this cover to Iyov? I'll show you. Kodesh Baruch Hu allow me, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him free reign over Iyov, and he caused all the tzores that Iyov had to go and live through, as we know. Iyov had a very, very terrible life from that point that the Satan caused him tzuris. So, it says at the end of the Gemara, one would think the Satan is a real bad guy, if you will. Says the Gemara, Omer Ablevi, is on Daf Tes Zayin Omer Aleph and Bava Basra, Omer Ablevi, Satan upnina l'shem Shemayim niskavnu. Both the Satan and Penina were maskavn l'shem Shemayim. Satan kim the chazi l'kodesh baruch hu denat yadate Basar Iyov, when he saw that the Kodesh Baruch Hu's das was in Iyov's direction, Omar Chas v'Sholem Minchi Leilim Rachmanusei de Avram, is a Kodesh Baruch Hu forgetting about the tzidkis of Avram Avinu because of Iyov? Therefore, I have to go and show that Iyov, yes, he was Yireilik him, but you go and undermine him with all of those tests and nisyonis, and Iyov will fall away. So he was l'shem Shemayim Niskav. Same thing, Penina. The reason why she wanted to go and irritate her co-wife, Chana, she wanted her to go and cry out to Hashem, and of course, eventually Chana had Shmuel as a son. So therefore, Reb Levi said, the Satan was Mechavan L'Shem Shemai, Dorsher of Acher Bar Yaakov B'Papunya, and Rav Acher Bar Yaakov repeated this Shtikl Torah in Papunya, also Satan, the Satan came over, Nashke Lekare, and he kissed the feet of Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, that he defended him in saying that he was the Shem Shemayim Niskaven. Says the Aruch Haner, now we understand why the same individual, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov, who said, Gira Be'ena Desitna, was not damaged at all. He didn't have the flamo experience. What's the reason? Because the Satan was so pleased, so to speak, with what Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said about him, that he protected him and said, defended him and said, you meant L'Shem Shemayim. So after that, when he said, Gir Bein Nisit, he says, okay, you know, I'm appeased by the wonderful compliments that he gave me. I can live with that attack and that challenge of Gir Bein Nisit, which Flamewood didn't say anything nice about the Satan, so he didn't have the benefit of that. Azoizok the Aruchani. Now, notice that the Gemara said initially, Omer Ablevi. Ablevi was the one that said this Dvar Torah, and he said that the Satan and Penina L'Shem Shemayim Neskavnu. All we have is that Rav Acher Bar Yaakov repeated this, and Nashki Lekarein, he gave a kiss to his feet. Why don't we find that the Satan went and kissed the feet of Ablevi? Because Ablevi, he was the one that said this initially, before the Rav Acher Bar Yaakov. So about this, there's a vort from Tzvi Pesach Frank, who was the Rabbah Roshi in Yerushalayim years ago. And he said that the reason is very, very simple. Because we just said now that in Masechta Sukkah, it says, Rav Acher Bar Yaakov said, Gira Be'ena Desitna. We see that the same Rav Acher Bar Yaakov was the one that's giving Shvach to the Satan. So the Rav Frank brings a medrash in Dvarim, where the medrash begins, Baruch Tiyah Mikolu Amim, Om Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Ein Shvacha, Shivcha Shel Matruna, B'shoah Shemiskalesis Mikroi Voiseha, a matron, in other words, a person who's getting compliments, she doesn't feel so good about compliments from her relatives, from a Kroi Voice, El B'shoah Shemiskalesis Mitzoroiseha. She feels much better when she gets compliments for those that cause her tzoris, from her enemies, from her opponents. Exactly right. So therefore, when the Sutton heard Reb Levi say about him that Hashem Shemayim, okay, Shkoyach, thank you very much, Reb Levi, that's very nice of you. When he heard that Reb Acha B'Yankov was the one that said it, Reb Acha B'Yankov was the one that attacked him and said, Gir Ben Nesitna, you're no good, you're no goodnik. And then afterwards he says, oh, but Sutton sometimes is a good guy. When he was attacking Eoiv, it's because he was protecting Avram Avinu, and therefore he meant L'Shem Shemayim. Oh, a compliment from an enemy is worth so much more than a compliment from a friend. That's the reason why he didn't chapter with him, he didn't start with him. Yeah, he accepted and he loved. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, we should continue learning Gishmak for many, many more years to come. And as the Gemara said, don't say the words especially the Yetzirah that says, don't learn today, you don't have to come to davening, you don't have to come to learning, it's not so important. We should continue learning and thriving and striving to learn and to do mitzvahs, and that will help us that as we get older and older, Kadosh Baruch will give us freshness and fresh life to be able to continue in His ways, and all of that should be a source for our soldiers and the Yidden Eretz Yisrael.